الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, for respected brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah, fear Allah, for the fear of Allah, obedience of Allah is the path to guidance, and disobeying Allah is the path to misery. Fellow Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled Himself out for worship. He has singled Himself out for all acts of worship, and He has exalted Himself above any partners, peers, or equals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered His servants to worship Him alone, and He has enjoined upon them many acts of worship in order to obey Him and worship Him. The oneness of Allah, the belief in the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah is the greatest pillar, the foundation, the first and foremost principle upon which the believer must act. True Tawheed is the culmination of all goodness. Without it, all good deeds are in vain, even if they are like mountains. And with Tawheed, with the oneness of Allah, even a small deed is multiplied and blessed and made great. The first thing that every messenger called to was the oneness of Allah. It is the essence of their call and the reason for which they were sent to mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, "We did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we inspired him saying, none has the right to be worshipped but I, Allah. So worship me." Each verse in the Noble Qur'an refers to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either directly or in an indirect way. Each verse indicates the requirements and rewards of the Tawheed, and they warn against making the partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, the first commandment that we find in the Qur'an, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, "O mankind, worship your Lord Allah who created you." Indeed, it is the first command in the entire Qur'an to worship Allah. That is, worship Him alone. In every prayer, we make a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to observe the principle of Tawheed, of monotheism. When we say, "Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in." "Iyyaka na'budu." You alone do we worship. And you alone, "wa iyyaka nasta'in." And from you alone we seek help. True Tawheed, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is the right of Allah. And it is the first duty of the servants towards their Creator. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to Mu'az, But the first thing that you call the people to is the worship, or let it be the worship of Allah. The hadith is agreed upon. Indeed, the first question that a person shall be asked in the grave is, Man Rabbuk? Who is your Lord? Whom did you worship? Given the importance of true Tawheed, and that it is the only way to achieve the pleasure of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Imam of the people who made the oneness of Allah, he prayed to Allah that he and his offspring be adhered, or may they be made to adhere to the oneness and Tawheed. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, O Lord, and make us submissive unto you and our offspring, a nation, Musliman lak, submitting to you. Yusuf alayhi salam prayed to his Lord, saying, Cause me to die as a Muslim and join me to the righteous. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one of the du'as he often made, Ya muqallibul qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O the turner of the hearts, make my heart firm on your religion, narrated by Imam Muslim. True Tawheed was the wasiyah, was the advice left by the prophets to their children. Allah says, and this submission to Allah, Islam, was enjoined by Ibrahim upon his sons. And Yaqub, saying, O my sons, worship Allah. O my sons, Allah has chosen for you the true religion. Then die not except in the state of Islam, true monotheism. The messengers of Allah used to teach their children about the oneness of Allah, Tawheed. Even in the moments of death, the stupor of death, they sought to be reassured that their children would adhere to true Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Or were you witnesses when death came to Yaqub, when he said to his sons, What will you worship after me? They said, We shall worship your God Allah, the God of your fathers Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, one God, to him we submit in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach the young companions to adhere to the worship of Allah without making any partners with him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, O young man, I shall teach you some words. Be mindful of Allah, and He will be mindful of you. Be mindful of Allah, and you will find Him before you. When you ask, ask from Allah. And when you wish to seek help from Allah. Reported by Tirmidhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He orders us to stick to the oneness of Allah, Tawheed, until we die. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ O you who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ Have fear of Allah as is the due right, and do not die. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Except as believers, except as submitters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By worshipping Allah, the heart is gladdened, and stresses are released. A person is reassured and freed from servitude to anything of the creation. Allah says, And whomsoever Allah guides, and whomsoever Allah wishes to guide, He expands His chest to Islam. By worshipping Allah alone, stresses are relieved and suffering is eased. Yunus alayhi salam, he cried out, saying, Allah says, but he cried through the darkness, saying, La ilaha illa ant. There is no God but you. Subhanak, glory be to you. And exalted are you above those whom they associate with you. Truly, I have been of the wrongdoers. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, nothing eases the hardships of this worldly life more than true tawheed, monotheism, worshipping Allah sincerely and alone. True tawheed removes the grudges and of the heart and sets the heart aright. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, there are three things which prevent the ill feelings of the heart of a Muslim: sincerity in doing any action for the sake of Allah, providing sincere advice to the rulers, and adhering to the Jama'ah, the main body of Muslims, for their dua surrounds everybody with them. Reported by Tirmidhi. True tawheed is the road to a good life. There is no real happiness in life without belief that there is no God but Allah. Allah exalted be He says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا, whoever does goodness, whether male or female, مِن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he has faith, لَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً, we shall give him a goodly, a happy life. It is the essence of life that is aspired to by all souls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, whoever follows my guidance shall never go astray, nor shall he be in distress or misery. It is the belief in the oneness of Allah that unites all the Muslims, all of the Muslims from the east and the west. Allah says, truly this is your ummah, truly this your ummah is one ummah, and I am your Lord, so worship me alone. Witnessing that there is no deity but Allah is a noble, lofty word. It is a good tree with firm roots and fruits that reach the sky. It is the uppermost word of Allah. It is the word La ilaha illallah. It is the word given directly to Musa without any intermediary. Allah says in Surah Taha, indeed I am Allah, La ilaha illa ana. There is no God but me. Fa'budun, so worship me. There is no element in faith which is more important than true monotheism, singling Allah out for worship. There is nothing, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, faith is of 60 some odd branches. The uppermost is the saying of La ilaha illallah, reported by Muslim. These are the purest of all words and the heaviest on the scale in the Day of Judgment. They are equal to freeing of slaves, and they protect the Muslim from shaitan every day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever says La ilaha illallah وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. There is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah. To Him is the dominion and the praise, and He is powerful over all things. 100 times, none will have done anything better than Him, except for someone who has said more than that. Narrated by Bukhari. There is no God but Allah. These are the best words that one can utter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the best thing that I and previous prophets have said is La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. Alone with no partner. Lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd. To Him is the dominion and to Him is the praise. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And He is powerful over all things. Reported by Tirmidhi. These are eternal words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised will remain. They will remain to be said and called. Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and He made La ilaha illallah a word lasting among His offspring. La ilaha illallah, there is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah. These are the words that stand firmly. Whoever adheres to them will be kept firm by Allah in this life and in the afterlife. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, Allah will keep firm those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world. That is, they will keep on worshipping Allah alone and none else, and in the hereafter. The best of all creatures is the one with the perfect servitude, ibadah to Allah. The more that one fulfills the servitude, the more that a servant fulfills true tawheed, the better he is and the higher rank he has with Allah. Allah will defend the true muwahhid, the one who singles him out for worship, with regard to his faith and his life. A true muwahhid is the one with the highest hopes to obtain the forgiveness of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith Qudsi that Allah Most High has said, O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins as much as that would fill the world, and you were to face me not ascribing any partners to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as the entire earth. Reported by At-Tirmidhi. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he says, true belief in the oneness of Allah, Tawheed, is the ultimate pathway to forgiveness. Whoever loses it, loses forgiveness. And whoever adheres to it, gains the highest hopes for Allah's forgiveness. Shaytan has no way to the heart of the muwahhid, the one who worships Allah alone. Allah says, verily, Shaytan has no power over those who believe and put their trust in Allah, their Lord. The more that a servant adheres to true tawheed, the more Allah will defend him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah defends those who have faith. Whoever fulfills the requirement of true tawheed will be protected from the deadly sins and immorality. Allah says regarding Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam in Surah Yusuf, thus it was that we might turn away from him evil and immorality. Surely he was of our chosen, guided slaves. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, the weaker the heart is in the belief in true tawheed, the closer it is to polytheism, and the more likely it is inclined to immoralities. The true muwahid, the one who makes Allah one, is endowed with a sense of reassurance in this present life. He feels secure in it as he believes in Allah. Allah says in Surah Al-An'am, it is those who believe in the oneness of Allah and confuse not their iman with dhulm, that is worshipping others with Allah, they alone will have security, aman, and they will be the rightly guided. The dead, they benefit from the dua of the muwahid. The muwahid, the one who makes dua for the dead, his dua will benefit those who are deceased. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if any Muslim dies and 40 men who do not make partners with Allah in worship participate in the funeral prayer, Allah will accept their intercession for him. Narrated by Imam Muslim. When the death of a muwahid approaches, Allah gives him glad tidings of paradise. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever his last words are La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah, enters paradise. Reported by Abu Dawood. Just as Allah endows the true muwahid, the one who makes Allah one, with honor in this worldly life, Allah will honor him in the afterlife by raising him in ranks in the paradise and giving him the best rewards of the good doers. If he dies as a true muwahid, he will enter paradise either immediately in the beginning or after some delay. If due to his sins he enters the hellfire, he will not stay there forever. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever dies without associating any partners with Allah will enter paradise. Reported by Muslim. Only the true muwahideen, those will be the ones who get the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that he asked the Prophet ﷺ, O Messenger of Allah, who will be the happiest person to gain your intercession on the day of resurrection? The Prophet ﷺ replied, the happiest person to gain my intercession on the day of resurrection will be the one who said, La ilaha illallah, sincerely from the bottom of his heart. Reported by Bukhari. He who fulfills the requirements of true tawheed will enter paradise from any of its 8 gates he wishes. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever of you performs wudu and he perfects it and does it well, and then says, I bear witness that there is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah alone, who has no partners, and that Muhammad ﷺ is his servant and messenger, all eight gates of paradise shall be open for him. He may enter for it whichever one. He may enter through whichever one he desires. Reported by Muslim. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, the greater that a servant's belief is in the true oneness of Allah, tawheed, the more likely he will gain complete forgiveness from Allah. He who stands before Allah on the day of resurrection without associating any partners with him, Allah will forgive all of his sins. 70,000 people will be admitted to paradise without any accounting, all of whom will be from those who are true muwahideen. The Prophet ﷺ said, They are those who do not believe in charms, nor do they take omens, nor do they practice a type of cauterization, but they place their trust completely in Allah. Agreed upon hadith. O Muslims, true tawheed is the greatest possession of a believer. Whoever is guided to tawheed, the oneness of Allah, should firmly stick to it and guard against anything that will counteract it, that will contradict it, that will attack it or reduce it or take away from it. Whoever prays or sacrifices to anyone other than Allah, or goes circumambulates a grave, has lost the light and the virtue of true tawheed. His acts of obedience will not be accepted, and he is threatened with the eternal torment of the hellfire. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am only a man like you. It has been revealed to me that your God is one, Allah. So whoever hopes for the meeting with his Lord, let him work righteousness and associate none as a partner with his Lord. Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 110. May Allah bless me and you with the Qur'an Al-Azim. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وأرنا الباطل اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Muslims, true tawheed is a great gift from Allah that He grants to whom He wills from amongst His servants. The Muslim should seek to fulfill the requirements of tawheed, and he should seek to have his offspring, his close relatives, and all people fulfill the meaning of tawheed. One way to thank Allah for the gift of tawheed is by calling people to it and warning them against any practice that is contrary to its essence or that impedes its perfection. In order to keep true monotheism, true tawheed, the Muslim should pray to Allah to give him firm adherence, to give him adherence to the Tawheed. He should stay away from innovations, suspicious matters, lustful desires. He should increase his acts of obedience. He should gain knowledge of his religion. He should ask trustworthy scholars about anything difficult in his religion. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam enjoins us to remove any grudges or anger that we have concerning the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of true tawheed is submitting completely to the commandments of Allah and not holding grudges and anger and feelings against the laws and rules of Allah and those who convey them. So we should listen we have to listen and adhere to the guidance of those who convey the laws of Allah and remove the grudges and anger and ill feeling that we have towards the religion and the deen and those who convey it. And finally, from the greatest of commandments is that we send peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الموحدين وأذل الشرك والمشركين وأعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم نسألك الثبات في الدنيا والآخرة نسألك يا ربنا أن تحيينا على التوحيد وتميتنا على التوحيد نسألك ربنا الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك ربنا من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم زين في قلوبنا الإيمان والتقوى وكرح إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان اللهم كن إخواننا المستضعفين في الشام وفي كل مكان اللهم صل وسلم على حبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله حقا لا إله إلا الله استوى تدل يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. Please straighten the line and close the gaps. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل يا أيها الكافرون ما أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد